This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming up here in this segment, in a few minutes, we will get T-Mill's best bets. Going a little early with some of the early start games to baseball games he's not going to watch. That's coming up. By the way, another one has gone final. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Guardians 2-1 earlier in a thrilling game that came down to the bottom of the ninth. The Cubs, they win at home game 1-3-1 over the Padres, and they can close out the Padres in game 2. By the way, if it makes any of you feel better, Kyle Tucker went 0-3 with a strikeout.
How's his shin?
He's in the playoffs, I guess. All right.
In the lineup.
In the lineup, I guess. He's all right. But they won 3-1. Over the Padres game 1. Yankees and Red Sox. Alex Bregman making his playoff debut for the Red Sox. Is he not in the lineup?
I haven't checked in the last hour, but reports were it was looking like he was going to miss due to an illness. Old Breggy.
Well, I saw him taking BP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it's changed.
He's batting third.
Okay.
He's hitting third and playing third. The real AB. Almost pulled it out.
He was out there with one of his sleeves cut off, you know, peacocking around, watching his swing on the damn phone. I mean, if he's sick, he's got a strange way of showing it.
Yeah, maybe he had the squirts.
The real AB is out there. Yeah, he's batting third in tonight's ball game and playing third. So that's coming up here around 5 o'clock. So Tyler wants to get in some of his best bets before that.
Absolutely. Why not?
Why not? Real quick here, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sunday with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking things off with a juicy Week 5 matchup between your Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And somebody we know that will not be involved in that game nor any games here in the near future for the Texans is Joe Mixon. We've got a little bit more clarity there, a little bit of a timeline. Mixon on July 23rd was placed on the NFL NFI list in a walking boot and at that point was expected to be okay. Expected to be back soon. August 25th, Mixon is not activated from the NFI list. So he was guaranteed to miss the first 4 games as he was placed on the PUP list there. And then weeks leading up to the season, anonymous inside source were telling people that Mixon potentially will miss the whole season. And no real details outside of that. Only thing we heard was it's like a lower ankle injury of some sort. And then yesterday, according to Aaron Wilson, D'Amico Ryan specifically indicated that Joe Mixon is not ready to return at this time, per sources. And it will be longer, if at all, for Mixon to get back on the field this season. And I can't help it. Clinton. I see some people who text in and agree. I don't think that we're going to see Joe Mixon play for the Houston Texans anymore. I get the sense that this is it. The last time we saw him was the Chiefs playoff game. He had one of his better games of the season. This feels like this, as Lovie Smith would say, this marriage is over.
Yeah, it feels like, it sounds like, it looks like. I mean, any way you slice it, it looks like the Joe Mixon run as a Houston Texan is over.
Sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Yeah, look, I think, and that is exactly what it looks like, feels like, and sounds like anytime D'Amico Ryan speaks about Joe Mixon. The way that D'Amico, you can tell there is.
He seems annoyed at times with it.
This is the only player that I've ever like sensed a tone shift like significantly, almost like he don't care. Almost like I can't say what I want to say, but I want y'all to read between the lines and read my tone here. We hope he's okay. Typically D'Amico is a guy that says, "Oh, he's coming along, man. He's making it. He's ahead of schedule. He's doing some good things, and we hope to take him back." I mean, striking difference. The tone is totally different. The facial expression is different. It is like Lovie Smith just said right there. It is like that he is in the middle of a divorce and can't say anything because the attorneys are discussing how they're going to split things up. It's consuming his time and his effort and his energy, and he's miserable in the middle of it, but he can't speak about it. That is exactly what it sounds like when D'Amico Ryans has to avoid or speak on Joe Mixon. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Ron. I don't think we see him in a Texans uniform again.
Yeah, it's really about the 69.
I think it's the more I kind of piece things together and look at what's going on is apparently the NFI list means that it happened off the Texans' watch.
Yep.
There are reports out there that the injury happened as well as some level of treatment on that injury all happened outside Texans' control. And those are grounds, if you want to, if they so choose to pursue it, I believe those are grounds to at least pursue keeping some of that, I think, $9 or $10 million that they're paying him a year this season. So I do wonder, I think it's less about wondering, does he ever play in a Texans uniform again? And I think it's more about,
what are the ramifications off of this? Yep.
Do they just part ways at the end of the year? Or do the Texans look at this as they've been dealt wrong, they've been done wrong, and they can't afford to let players that are making $10 million a year go wherever they want and get treatment, go wherever they want and train and get hurt, and still pay him $10 million a year? Like, what, to me, it's more about how does this divorce happen than it is, are they going to get back in bed together?
Yeah, we haven't even seen him. He's just not been around the entire part of the season.
Not only that, they moved up and drafted a running back in the draft. They made it a point to get him on the field to start the season. They went out and signed the best available running back on the market. At that point in time, once you realize that the Joe Mixon stuff is bad, which was Nick Chubb, which this 1-2 punch of Nick Chubb and Woody Marks it looks promising the more they go to that versus the 4-man rotation. So yeah, man, I think all signs are pointing towards him not playing in a Texans uniform again. But as I said, I'm interested in kind of how this divorce happens.
Yeah, what this is, because it's an odd situation that they just don't bring up. All right, T-Mill, let's get these best bets in. You went 3-for-2 yesterday, and not bad. In the green, 60%. What do you got for these games today?
Yeah, keep it going. And the MLB wild card is getting started. Well, it's underway, as Ron has laid out. But we got two games that I got bets for. I got four picks for you, and they all pertain to the Red Sox at Yankees, which starts in about a little over 10 minutes. Or the Reds at the Dodgers. Here are your four best bets. If you miss any of them, head to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. First,
get to it.
Over 7 runs between the Red Sox and the Yankees in the Bronx tonight. I like that one. It's going to be a pitcher's duel. All these first games are going to be that way, but I like over 7 for that one.
I do too.
Red Sox team.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Team total in that one. So, of the seven or more that will be scored, Red Sox are going to definitely score at least 3.5 of those. Over 3.5 runs for the Red Sox tonight in the Bronx. These last two are for the Reds-Dodgers game. First, the Reds team total. It is set at a lowly over 2.5 runs. I like that a lot. Reds over 2.5 runs. Surely they can scrape together three against the Dodgers tonight. And then Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers. I'm on over 1.5 total bases for him against the Reds tonight. One of the best players in baseball. Like to think he'd get a double. Here we go.
Yeah, I like the Reds team total.
Two singles.
True.
Home run.
He may be liable to get one on out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's leading off. He's going to get a lot of opportunities. I like the Reds 2.5, especially if they can get into the Dodgers bullpen. They're and many times, unless it's Detroit. Many times, you know, they go to the bullpen early when it comes to playoff games, and the Dodgers are struggling. They're up there talking about Clayton Kershaw might have to be a setup guy coming out of the bullpen. They're in that space.
Their bullpen.
So, and the Reds, they've been in playoff mode for about a month at this point. So I really like that one. And the Shohei one, man. I mean, that's just easy.
Okay, let's keep it going.
I don't know about that. At Red Sox Yankees, I can see where you're going with the over on that. Crochet's pretty good. Is that Crochet and Freed? I believe I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, that one's tricky. But that short porch over there, that just I don't know stuff. Weird stuff happens in playoff games at Yankee Stadium. So there you go. Those are best bets. Go check it out. If you aren't able to get those, go to at T-Mill Real Deal on Twitter to find out the latest, see if we can get some dubs. All right, coming up, big news coming out of Baltimore.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.